You guys ready for some breaking news? Are you ready? Well, here it comes. We are ready to rock. This is what is happening, ladies and gentlemen. There is a press release that I just received before the show started. Jaxine Bubis announces her candidacy as the Republican candidate in the Senate District 11 recall election. I am proud to have Jaxine Bubis on the air with us right now. Jax, welcome to Grassroots Radio.
Thank you very much.
So you're going to take on Morris.
Well, you know, we've been working very hard getting signatures for quite some time to do just that. And now we have them. And so I think the next step is that one of us needs to run, and I guess that's me.
Well, you know what? I know you, Jax. You and I have been to some classes down in Colorado.
We certainly have.
You bet. We've worked with FreedomWorks. We've done a lot of things. I know you. I know you are an activist. I know where your principles lie. And right here, right now, Grassroots Radio will endorse your candidacy.
Oh, I appreciate that so much. You can't know what that means to me. Thank you so much.
Well, I'll tell you what. Your principles are right in line with what we need. So paperwork's going. Paperwork's in.
Paperwork is in. The website is up. We can already take donations and volunteers. The website is jaxinefor.colorado.org. That is jaxinefor.colorado.org. And we can take volunteers. We can take donations. And, you know, we look forward to gathering signatures. And certainly we'd love to have lots of help doing that. That'll make it go very fast.
All right, very good. So that's JaxineForColorado.org. And you heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. She has filed. She is the candidate of choice to run against Senator Morris. And so let's talk about that. You were heavily involved in, you helped with the recall. You are one of his constituents. Mm-hmm. You saw what was happening and all the promises he broke and all this radical legislation that he was. Yeah, you tell the story.
Right. Well, you know, when he was elected, you know, he ran on, jobs and kind of the normal things. But then he got up there and started taking calls from the East Coast and just put in a very radical agenda. And if that wasn't bad enough, you know, he stopped taking our calls. You know, he basically told his constituents, your voice doesn't matter to me. He went on national television and told Rachel Maddow that he, as president of the Senate, he told all of his senators to not take emails and not take phone calls because it kind of confused the issue. And that's not what representative government is all about. And our voice does matter. And so somebody needs to step up and say, you know, our voice does matter and we do matter. And we are Colorado. We are not New York. And so that's kind of what I'm saying.
You know what? I absolutely love it. Jax, I want you to hold through the break. We're going to be right back with more Jaxine right after this. Grassroots Radio Colorado, this is Ken Clark. If you'd like to join me tonight, 303-477-5600. Lots of earth-shattering news coming down the pike today in the state of Colorado. First and foremost, Secretary of State Scott Gessler has certified the recall petition efforts to recall the Senate President John Morris. So now let the games begin. So it is on, ladies and gentlemen. And we also have, and I am honored and pleased to have on the air with me right now, Jaxine Bubis. Oh, come on. Jaxine Bubis.
It's
Bubis. Bubis. Don't feel bad, Jax. I do that to everybody. I mean, I can't even pronounce my own name. So,
no biggie.
So, Jax, I want you to talk about what led you to this decision to run against John Morris. And I also want to remind our listeners that I have personally and Grassroots Radio is endorsing this candidacy. And you have a long list of also very high-powered endorsements, which we're going to get to in just a second. But first and foremost, what led you to make this decision?
Well, you know, I never really saw myself running for office. I've been politically active for many, many, many years, since before the Liberty Movement was even thought of. We were kind of talking about the Constitution and before it was cool. So I've been politically active for a very, very long time. But I never really saw myself running for office. But as this thing came around, we were looking around trying to find who was running, and we couldn't find anybody that had the kind of principles that we had. We couldn't find a conservative that had actually spoken up, stood up, said, pick me. And so I had several people saying, Jack, you ought to run. And I hesitated for a while, and then I couldn't find anybody else that was willing to do it. And, you know, I've said for many, many years, Ken, that all that's necessary for evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing. And so I said, well, I'm willing to do it. And so I stepped up, and here I am.
Well, you know, and it's interesting because I'm the Colorado field director for FreedomWorks, and I've taught a lot of classes. I've done a lot of activism in Colorado Springs. And Jax, you are always there, both you and your husband. You guys are always involved. And I have gotten to know you guys. So you are not just some stranger off the street to me. I know what your principles are. I know where you're coming from. And you believe in the same things that the rest of us do. Freedom, liberty, small government. And I know that it had to curl your toes when you were watching what Senator Morris was doing.
Well, it absolutely did. And it was about the Second Amendment. It was about teaching things to our children that we don't really want taught to our children. It was about so many things. It was about, you know, an $8 bazillion tax that they want to put out and kind of telling the rural communities that they didn't matter either. And it was very frustrating. And all the while calling our senator, and he wouldn't take our calls. And that's not right.
You know, you're absolutely right. It's not. And in fact, they are supposed to represent you. But it's not about us anymore. It's not about we the people anymore. It's about Senator Morris. It's about what he gets. It's about his per diem days. It's about his helping Mayor Bloomberg force the agenda down his throat. God knows what Bloomberg and Biden promised these guys. We don't know.
We don't know.
But you know what? They're following their agenda, so you got to assume there's a quid pro quo in there somewhere.
Yeah, yeah, you really do. And so we're really excited to be doing this. We're so excited that we were able to get the signatures because everybody said it couldn't be done. And so we made history, and it's time to make history again. And so we just really encourage people to stop by the website. It's Jaxine, J-A-X-I-N-E, for Colorado, that's F-O-R, Colorado.org. And we can take donations, we can take volunteers, people who would love to come down and help us get signatures, that would be awesome.
Yeah, that's what we need right now. So we need 1,000 signatures, right?
We do.
So we've got to get 1,000 signatures to support Jax in order to make sure that her candidacy is validated, which I'm sure we can do, and we can do that quickly. But people, don't take it for granted. Get out there and actually go do it. Now, I wanted to talk real quick, you know, and I just have one comment to make. I loved how, Jax, you guys went out there. You got busy, you knew what needed to be done, and you got the signatures. You didn't have any help from anybody. You didn't have help from the party. You didn't have help from...
No.
You guys, as citizens, went out and did it. And now I just love how you've got all of a sudden everybody running down there going, oh, wow, it looks like they did it. So now we'll get involved. Now it's safe. Gee, the party's going to get involved now. Now it's safe. Really? Where were you when it wasn't safe? Where were you when these people, the activists... The true believers were down there getting it done. That just infuriates me. That's all I got to say about that. So you don't have to comment on that. Let me do it. So, So I wanted to talk about the impressive, massive list of endorsements you have, because you just filed the paperwork today, right?
We did.
Senator Kent Lambert has endorsed you. Senator Owen Hill has endorsed you. Former Senator, retired Senator Dave Schultheis has endorsed you. House Representative in the House, Janik Joshi, has endorsed you. Representative Chris Hulbert has endorsed you. Representative Justin Everett has endorsed you. Senator Vicky Marble has endorsed you. Representative Steve Humphrey has endorsed you. See, I blew his name too, Jax. Senator Ted Harvey has endorsed you. That's impressive.
Well, he is. And frankly, I'm a little blown away by that, in that these are people that we watched on our computer screen as they were fighting for American rights and for Coloradoans, for all of our rights on the floor of the Senate and in the House. And I almost had a little hero worship, if you will, you know. And so I am just so pleased to have their endorsement. And I mean, it means so much to me, because these people are, you know, I know that you had earlier on your show the Principles of Liberty scorecard thing, and these are the people that have scored really, really well, and have them endorsing me, it just thrills me. I'm so excited.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're looking at the current and new leaders of the conservative movement inside the state of Colorado. Vicky Marble, Senator Marble, the Denver Post ranked her as number one conservative in the state, in the Senate. Okay?
Yeah.
I mean, Ted Harvey's record speaks for itself. So does Kent Lambert's, Owen Hill, David Schultes. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was a rock star when he was in there, and he was all alone back then.
Right.
Janet Joshi, he's one of my favorites. Chris Hulbert is one of my favorites. Justin Everett has a terrific record. I mean, these are rock solid conservatives, and they're backing you. That ought to tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. You wonder why I'm getting behind this candidacy? Any questions out there? If you've got a question for me, believe me, I'd love to have your call. 303-477-5600. So, Jax, tell our listeners one more time how they can get involved, what kind of help you need.
Well, we need donations, because there's going to be big money from the East Coast sent this way. And so we as Coloradoans have to say, you know what? We need to support Colorado. We need to support the traditions and the heritage of Colorado. And so, of course, we're going to need funds. And we can already take funds on our website. And I'll mention that again in a second, but we also need manpower, people to get the vote out, you know, people to get our signatures and to help us with the signatures, and just wonderful support. So they can go to jaxineforcolorado.org, and I'll spell that, J-A-X-I-N-E, for F-O-R, colorado.org.
All right, very good. I want you to keep me informed on everything that's going on. Let me know what, if anything, I can do to help. But yeah, we are definitely behind this. You, Jax, are our candidate of choice. And I'm really hoping that the party, I'm hoping that the constituents, I'm hoping that everyone will get behind you in this effort and take Senator Morse out. The last thing we need is a bunch of bickering, infighting, and a bunch of wannabes coming out of the woodwork, and a bunch of squishes coming out of the woodwork going, oh, gee, look at all this work they did. We're going to jump on the bandwagon, and we want to, me too. None of that.
Right.
Jax, you are out in front. You have got the endorsement of solid, solid conservatives that, you know what? They've proven their worth. They've proven who they are, what they stand for, and they're behind you. I think that says a lot.
Well, thank you so much, Ken.
All right. Jaxine Buis, she is running against Senator Morse, Senate District 11, in the recall effort. Tell you what, guys, this is getting fun.